Hey guys, it's Ben from Small Town Mentality Podcast here. Just wanted to let you know that as a podcast, we have a podcast family and we like to look out for each other. So just add this to your repertoire there and give this podcast a listen and a shout out for us. Thanks.
Rant and rave. It's flyover country at its best, small town USA. You know what I'm talking about. Hey, this is Jay Heich from The Hub Show. Check us out on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on SoundCloud, Stitcher, all over the place. It's all about news, views, local politics, everything and absolutely nothing. It's small town USA under a microscope. And I'm sure what goes on here goes on there. We have lots in common. So tune in. You can find us on the web at thehubshow.com and on Facebook and Instagram as well. It's The Hub Show Podcast.
Drama City Productions presents
Small Town Mentality Podcast with your hosts
Ben
and AJ. A podcast about small town way of life and the opinions that reflect that. A somewhat comedic show with random guests almost every week.
So come check out this podcast with two people who really don't know what they're doing and enjoy. I'm always in the mood.
Always in the mood. So I got a great story for you.
We'll see about that.
It involves our good friend Kyle.
Oh my god.
Oh,
I told you we're starting right away.
Heavy. Okay, you're not even gonna like work into it.
No,
right. No, fair. Rip off the band-aid. Yeah. Go ahead.
That's
let's do it. Let's do it.
Is there any other better way to?
No, yeah,
to
go
get
for
it.
Going?
Yeah.
Don't pout about it.
I don't like people seeing me in that light.
Well, the funny part is he's. Earlier, yeah. Kyle's like, "Yeah, I was being a douche about it," and I was like, "I don't think you were a douche at all."
I felt like a douche afterwards. Let's just put it that way.
But
all right, if I can start, I'll let you tell the rest of the story. But
I'll let you go
right,
for it.
All right, you don't want to do your intro thing or whatever.
What intro? What are you talking about?
Fair enough.
We don't what?
Okay, Roger. Okay, so
welcome to Small Town Mentality Podcast.
I'm Ben.
I'm AJ, and today we have Kyle on the. The old small town mentality.
It's great
podcast.
Seeing you guys. I love being back. It's awesome. I didn't think I was actually going to be home until like New Year's, but I had a long weekend, decided to come up. So the story that we're all talking about, the one that AJ wants to really put out there. AJ is a really great friend of mine. He likes dragging me out to shows and stuff. And
yeah.
Actually, I still have the ticket from our first concert we went to,
Atreyu.
That's still in my wallet. Actually,
in your wallet?
In my wallet, right here. Yeah, I'm not even kidding.
I remember flying on him once.
Yeah.
That's fuck yeah, man.
So we go out to Ginger
Falcor.
And the Gents.
Oh.
Right. Atreyu was the whole. Holy shit, dude, it's all weathered and everything.
Yeah, I told you, 10 years, man.
Damn.
Atreyu is the
kid. Yeah, 11 years now.
Yeah.
Fucking
yeah.
Jesus Christ. That is
I was
so
all
badass.
Like super honored too because it was like $20 a ticket, but your parents are like, yeah, it's your birthday. You and your friends get to go. And I was like, you picked me?
Well, who bought the tickets for us? I'm wow.
Yep.
Wow,
yep.
This is beautiful.
Down memory lane, right?
Wow. Yeah. I know. I'm pretty sure I still have mine somewhere.
It's not the only thing. But I also have the first Broadway show I ever went to in here. So but you're right next to that.
Fuck yeah. That's cool.
But, all right, so anyway.
So we go down to a concert.
Yeah,
huh?
AJ takes me to see Ginger and the Gents. Chandra's really cool, and her wife's awesome, too, by the way. Had a really nice heart-to-heart with her after the show.
Yeah, Chandra and
yeah.
Kyle, Jesse Long.
Yeah.
Good old Sam.
But, so we, like
can't
you do,
Stevie
I guess, when
then.
You go to a show. Like, we're pre-gaming beforehand, and then also during a lot.
it was kind of weird, because...
Yeah.
You hit us up like let's go shoot some pool real quick and have a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'm driving down to Utah, so I'm only gonna have one Wyoming drink.
Yeah, yeah.
But it didn't stop there.
No.
We took a shot before leaving.
Yeah, well, I wanted to spend some time with my mom, my brother. I had a birthday present I was trying to hand off to somebody at the bar, but yeah. So we get all the way down to Utah, and so we're I don't know if it was before, during, after, because the whole night kind of blended together at a certain point, but. We're having some of your trunk beers that you brought with you.
Yeah, we brought trunk beers. Dude, if you're rolling down to Utah, man, you have to go hard. I'm sorry. We're drinking Utah Reds Apple Ale, and I could honestly probably finish seven of these to catch a buzz.
So you brought junk in your trunk.
We had some drunk up in that trunk. There's
straight drunk.
Drunk in the trunk?
Drunk in the trunk.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, I've been going pretty hard.
Is that
going to
be on your
summer.
Police report later?
Yeah.
Drunk in the trunk?
Possibly. Well, I could actually see that, Kyle, because when I first saw you rolling in, or when we were talking, I was like, dude, I swear I just let you know what was going on. You're like, yeah. It's my day off, man. I don't get very many of these, so
yeah,
I'm going to be drinking.
Yeah, no, well, and actually, I already told you about this. I'm going to be probably cooling it for a little bit. But after I turned 29, I was like, I'm still in my 20s. I'm living in Southern California. Like, I need to be having some fun, right? Because I'm
getting drunk in the trunk.
For the most part, I'm a workaholic.
Exploring your sexual.
Yeah. Well,
dude,
a lot of that. A lot
fucking
of that.
Huge workaholic, too. So.
No, yeah. Well, and so that's why, like, when I take a break, I take a break. But I need to stop doing that, too. I need to get better about transitions, you know.
Transitioning into a woman.
That, too. Yeah. Yeah. I already picked out, like, a nice wig and, like, a really cute outfit. Nice heels.
I think we've discussed transgender names with Kyle before.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
right, we'll let that
his
one sit.
Specifically.
Yeah, we'll let
we decided it was Andromeda.
Okay,
Andromeda.
Finish your story.
Anyway. So hot. Yeah, no, yeah, we keep sidebarring on that one. All right, yeah. So we're having some of his trunk beers, right? And I'm already pretty lit at this point, right? So usually when I get to that state, like, I got to have, like, my people, like, at least within eyesight so that, like, I don't feel like I get lost. I'm an adult. I can handle myself, but still, like, you know. So
I'm his blankie.
He's my blankie, right? So just so I can, like, have people make sure that, you know, they know that I'm alive and that I know they're alive, you know. I don't know.
And when you do something stupid, you have someone
film
some,
it. You know, boys got your back.
I didn't film. I should have. That would have been a cool filming experience.
So here's the stupid thing. The stupid thing that makes me feel like a douchebag. We're rushing inside. We have those trunk beers in our hands. And at some point, I guess they had already tossed all theirs in the trash, right? So from what seemed like miles for me, I was like, oh, that trash can's way over there. And these guys are, like, running in, and I'm going to lose them, right? So, like, it's a last-minute decision for me. Plus, I never claim to have full grasp of my mental faculties. I know I'm a crazy person. I get that. It seemed like the best idea for me to just chuck the beer, right? just like, see if... And I am not, like, great as far as an athlete. I never claimed to have hand-eye coordination.
I was
going to
say, that bottle did not go very
far. Yeah, like, went 10 feet.
No, actually, I think that was possibly the furthest it had landed. And that's with the impact of, like, what, like a quarter of a trunk beer?
Did you use your gay hand?
Well, so I don't like chugging, like, if it's carbonated, because then it just, I don't know, it makes you burp a whole lot.
Oh, so it was heavy because it still had some stuff in there? That why it didn't go
everywhere? That is why. That's why. But
simple science.
So
the beer was not deflated.
We hear this Tom Brady this Bart bouncer or whatever come back and like, hey! And then all of us stop, which I'm glad for, by the way, because if I had to manage that situation by myself, probably would not have gone the same
way.
Well,
I remember as the bartender or the security guard yells at us, like, all of us distinctively look back because we, like, I was personally smoking a J, so I was like, yay, woo woo, and I was like, oh wait, did he catch me or something? Oh shit! And I look back, and he starts talking to Kyle, and he's like, did you break that?
And so I do this stupid thing whenever I get caught doing some stupid shit to where, like, I don't like to lie, so I don't ever, like, negate whatever they're trying to say. And then people will just hate you anyway, like, oh, well, you're just an asshole, right? So I was like, okay, let's figure this out, right? So we walk out, and he shows
me,
and he's like, oh, did you throw this beer right here? And I was like, oh, that is a bottle. Yes.
Kyle is off talking to the security guard, and he gets kind of like ushered out, and I look over at one of the, I think it was the guitarist for the band, or one of the band that just got done playing, another gentleman that was going to go on stage at that point, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our buddy Josh that was there, mm-hmm. And it was me, and I look at him, I'm like, any of you guys can help us out? The first guy was walking down, he's like, I got a show to do.
Yeah, no, like, yeah. It's like, I don't want any part of that. And I don't blame him again.
And
you know,
the other guy's like, kind of don't want to get into that tonight.
Yeah,
you know what? Performing. I've done some performances where some issues that were out of my control.
Yep.
You know, I wasn't causing the shit happen, you know. And it feels like I want to help, but it's kind of out of my hands because,
yeah,
you know.
ultimately not your deal. Yeah.
And so I looked at him like, no, you're right, guys. My bad. That was kind of a stupid question to ask. And I walk outside to see Kyle talk to this security guard, flashlight in hand.
Yeah.
Go in.
Pointing at it. And again,
he's like, did you break this bottle? Kyle's like looking at it.
Yeah. And see the thing. Yeah. I'm not like the most graceful of individuals. So like I wasn't like being like my most presentable self. And thankfully, AJ's
you're loaded
like,
too.
I was definitely loaded. And he knew that I was loaded. But so that the thing is, it was still towards the beginning of the evening. The headliners hadn't even gone on. And had he decided to make the choice, which he was in his full right to make, and he could have been just like, all right, you're done. Get out. He could have, and then I wouldn't have gotten to see the rest of the show. I wouldn't have held it against you guys if you still wanted to, and I probably would have just been on my phone the whole night or passed the fuck out in the car or something.
I think you would actually run on an adventure.
Something like that.
In my head, because I knew Kyle was getting...
I have done that before. I like going on walks, you know.
Especially drunken walks.
Yeah, you know, I really do. I'm not going to lie.
I'm pretty sure you would have, and it would have been cool.
Yeah.
I know other shenanigans would have happened, but nonetheless, like the guy's like, you know, did you throw this? And Kyle looks at it, he's like, Kyle doesn't lie. That's my favorite part about Kyle. He doesn't like to lie. And I remember you looking
but
at
him. But I wasn't giving him the answer that he wanted. Yeah. He wanted me to be like, yes, that was me. I did do that. He wanted that. I wasn't giving that to him.
No. Like, fuck that. And his responses were beautiful. He's like, did you throw that bottle? And he's like, looks down, he's like, well, that...
It does look like there's a bottle that got thrown there. It
does look like a bottle. There is a bottle. There was a bottle, because it's broken. Looks like a bottle. And it looked like it probably was forcibly thrown to the ground. So, yeah, it probably got thrown. You're right. There's a bottle, and it's been thrown.
Since you came in, and there was another variable at play, I just completely, like, didn't even acknowledge the bottle after I acknowledged it. And I was like, so, yeah, no, I'm here with him.
Kyle was...
He's my friend here. We're just here to see the band.
And Kyle was the politician answering the real hard questions at that point. Like, that's a bottle. Hey, have you met my friend? This guy's such a cool guy. He's great.
This is why I won't go into politics. My grandma's like, you would be so great at politics, and there's money in it. And I was like, there's not the right kind of money in it. And I don't want myself to go down that path.
You don't want blood money?
I know I'd be good at it, too. Or do you want hooker and blood money? I don't want that. Like, it's just a lifestyle that I don't
money
want to get
myself washed,
into.
Money can be washed, dude.
Well, this bottle's broke. Kyle's deflecting these answers, and I go... All right, man. Well, this looks like an awkward situation, and I'm not saying I threw the bottle.
I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Yeah.
And this is me talking to him. I'm like, you know what? I didn't throw the bottle, but I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna pick up this glass, and then we're all gonna go inside and have a good time. And the security guard's like,
all right.
I mean,
you seem like all right dudes. You know, like,
what else would he say? Like, no, fuck you, leave. I'll clean up the bottle, like,
yeah.
And like, and the other, the, at that point, like, there's another security guard like circling around, like, like, you know, these two wiry little drunks are going to cause more shenanigans than a broken bottle.
No, well, and see, that's the thing. People, like, because I'm taller, you know, and now I'm like starting to get a little bit more, like, I guess with my shoulders are getting wider. Or whatever.
Yeah, I've noticed your pecs.
Things. I noticed yours too, by the way.
I don't know that.
But no, like, people do assume, like. Because you like Harambee, right? The gorilla.
Dick's
because
out.
He's this big beast, like, people think that he's going to be violent or whatever, right? But like I really am, like, at heart, like, I've always been effeminate. Like, I've always, like, just been more in tune with my emotions and stuff.
You've always been feminine.
Effeminate.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
Gonna say, yeah. wrong verbiage. Okay.
Oh, whatever. You know, you're a sweetheart too, Ben. Like, this, you send a message of positivity every single day. Every single day without fail. Like, that's really cool.
I,
like,
try to.
And I think people, like, I don't know, you shouldn't shy away from that, right? But anyway.
I just want more dick pics from Ben.
That's yeah.
I've been working on it.
Yeah, well, I mean, because he actually...
Send me some positive.
He's got the good filters, right? And then he actually, like, stages them. It's not.
I try to put the dog face on it, it never works out.
Well, it's because you can't open that mouth, you know, to have
the tongue come out.
Yeah.
Try putting it through your blue knot.
The, you know, the thing that goes around the top with flowers, like a hat.
Yeah.
With the makeup, like the auto makeup.
The crown on it. Draw some squiggly eyes.
Yeah.
And a big old mouth right on the tip.
Give me a Sharpie.
But
so you promised me if we got to tell that story, you'd let me give my
grain
of salt.
We're not quite finished with the story,
God.
Though.
All right, go for it.
We're not.
All right, no.
So me and Kyle start picking up this this glass, and the guy's like, all right, that looks like it's good enough. And there's like still like half a bottle on the ground. I'm like, we got out of this. Let's clean up all of it because Kyle's a fucking asshole. It's like, no, no, I got it. Cool. Got it thrown away. And we go down to proceed to drink even more.
Yeah.
Party even harder.
Yeah.
I wish Josh was here to kind of bogart his story because I went down for like triple intentions. Mm-hmm. I love hanging out with Kyle and going to a concert.
Yeah, we went to the green room. Green room times are always pretty awesome. I've been in a few of
I knew the band Ginger and the Gents are amazing people, wonderful, talented.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Musicians.
Yeah. And
so I wanted them on my radio station that would perform. So I went down with the intentions of getting them to record with me and putting them on the radio station. And it was also Josh's birthday on that Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Cool.
So we just kind of all, it just kind of all benefit. I got to hit three birds with one stone.
See, and that's, I wouldn't even call that necessarily the show biz, but that's why I love that lifestyle.
Oh, like, fuck
even when you're out having fun, you're still networking and you're kind of still halfway at work, you know, in the back here. You were just saying, Ben, earlier that you were just, you're down having, you know, fun at Kate's or whatever and just, you know, bringing up conversations or whatever, just, you know, making part of your process, part of your, you know, party at the same time. It's pretty fun. I saw you actually, you were helping the band like carry all their instruments and stuff afterwards, and just, you know, doing a solid, maybe they'll give a solid later, you know.
So, you know, Josh got to hang out in the green room with all of us, and Kyle did. Like, I brought them all back, and I started doing my recording. We all just kind of hung out with them and got down to earth, and I think we took a couple shots in the
green room. Green room.
I can't remember. But it was fucking blast of a time, and we get done with the show, and one of my I roadie for people, not used to. Last time I did was a couple months ago, but I'd gladly help, you know, any local band. And so we were packing all this shit up, and Josh really feels like he's part of the band. And we're all loaded. We're just, like, being helpful. And get everything packed up. We're like, dude, we need to eat because I got to drive home, and we're all fuckered up.
Yeah.
Get down to Denny's, and I swear Josh is the first one in the door. And it's a please wait to be seated, so we're standing there. And the guy's like, hey, can I help you guys? First words out of his fucking mouth. I'm with the band. We're the band.
Oh my God.
We're the band.
Yeah,
band.
Josh is pretty intense.
And he was super intense about it. But it was such a cool experience because like he yelled that out. We were immediately seated. We sit down, the guy gets us all hooked up relatively quick.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, we're this band. We just got done doing this, and because he's loaded and just super intense about it.
Yep.
And they ask what band it is, and me and Josh actually play in a band, so I was like, yeah, we're Jam Man Grove, and got a guy just ate it up.
Yeah.
Went with it.
Yeah.
And it benefited. It was sometimes when someone's super intense like that, it's really cool.
Coming from the service industry, it's probably more fun than just his regulars, right?
Right.
Yeah. And we weren't like overly rowdy breaking anything.
The crazy thing is you walk in and there was 7-8 tables sitting there. It's 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
We're intoxicated, but everyone in that fucking establishment, I'm pretty sure even the cooks were drunk. Like, it just, everyone was fucked up in that establishment.
Yeah. That's what happens at Denny's.
And
after,
so
like,
we sit down after everyone sits down. He brings us our fucking menus and shit, takes our orders before a lot of people, it seemed like. And so people have been sitting there for like 15, 20 minutes, just fuckered up.
Yeah.
And our food comes out first before anyone else's. Like, I think two people actually made a comment on it. Came up to our table and asked us. And then the server was like, the only time coffee was brought to our table. And at this point, I'm kind of feeling guilty a little bit, but I'm like, I didn't say it. I didn't, you know, I mean, I fed into it, let's be honest, but other than that, that was Josh. And it was kind of like the Jim Carrey movie Yes Man. Is that what it is? Or
yeah, you just say yes to everything, and then your life starts to get better or whatever.
And I had that moment with Josh because he just went for it. And that was a really cool, free-spirited thing to see.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, he wouldn't be like the first person that I would like cling to in a room. But like, I get that he has that eccentric like craziness about him to where like he definitely makes his life interesting and the people around him. But like some of my favorite people aren't crazy. You just mentioned Jim Carrey. Like, dude's actually batshit nuts. Like,
batshit nuts. And he'll admit it.
Oh, yeah.
He admits it.
Well, yeah, I agree with everything he says.
Yes.
Well, Netflix does an original series, Jim and Andy.
No, yeah, Jim. You know, yeah, yep.
Gotta check that.
No, yeah, the documentary.
The documentary.
Where he played Andy Kaufman, and he felt that Andy Kaufman spoke through him as a catalyst. Yeah. Or as a vessel. Yeah, no.
I can see it. Jim Carrey's.
Makes sense.
And that's why he's such a great fucking actor, I think, because he is batshit crazy.
Well, and
so when people call me crazy, I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, I am. Aren't we all?
Well, to create something, you can't stick with inside of the cookie cutter, right? Like, you have to break out of the mold. And granted, you might not have to go to those certain extents. Like, a lot of people disagree with like that method of acting, which is like totally believing everything that you're doing, right? Daniel Day-Lewis is super batshit crazy about that. Like, when he did Lincoln, everybody had to call him Mr. Lincoln in the movie, you know? Like, and his wife, has probably threatened to leave him, like, a handful of times. Because he'll, like, go, just, like, disappear, be his character, and never break character the entire time on set. You know, like...
I would love it.
Well, and that's, I mean, even as a musician, as a painter, like, you have to be able to step outside.
Well, yeah, you've
of
been
yourself.
Playing it for 20-something years now.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Never breaking character.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, but... So we get done with the coffee, the breakfast. We get served first because Josh was so fucking outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, started
talking
to us.
Which is not usual
for
him. He's normally introverted.
The guy started talking to us, had a great time.
Yep.
You know, and we start funneling through our wallets because, I mean, we probably racked up, I think it was like $37 or something like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, shit. I've blown $120. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I have a card. And I look over at Kyle.
And I'm just beside myself. I'm like, I'm such an ass.
And we start. So he had left his card.
Yeah. At the bar.
At the bar.
Yeah. They stacked a whole bunch more drinks.
So
on there too.
We all both look. We did.
Are you guys actually? It was you. All right,
well,
you guys,
no. What happened was, I think when you got there, you're like, yeah, his drink's on me.
Yeah.
And so she put. When I went up and ordered us a shot and a drink, she put it on your tab, and I was like, well, fuck.
No, see,
I turned around and started.
Well, so we, I know two rounds I bought for us, me, you, and then I think that maybe like three or four more got added on. I'm totally cool with that. You're going to be the guy that leaves your card at the bar. Like,
I think I probably added those on by accident because she wasn't putting it on my tab.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't much. So, like, I don't really care. I'm just glad I got my card back. So, follow on from the next day, like, I literally like took a 2 hour one there, one back with my mom, just talking and being in the car just to go retrieve my damn card. So that ended up like actually soaking up like most of my weekend just because I had to go get that back. I wasn't gonna leave it there or ask them to ship it to me though, so I was just like, yeah, no, let's.
Well, I'm kind of glad we did it that way because I was way too fucking hungover yesterday.
Yeah,
to drive. But I was about ready to figure, be like, all right, well, Kyle, let's just take you down there before your flight, and we'll.
Then we'll be honest with you, like, so one, I was recovering because we definitely had quite a bit of a night. It was crazy. I'm not gonna lie, and probably one of the crazier nights I've had all summer. But one of the reasons why, here's my grain of salt. By the way, are you done with the story?
Nope.
Okay, go ahead, finish.
So we all get the money.
Yeah.
Squared away. Josh is gonna pay it for this one, and we walk up. And this was the most pivotal part because he had blurted out that he was the band. We got greater service.
Mm-hmm.
We got faster food, you know.
You're not wrong.
And we did have to wait for our coffees to be filled up, but they were there. It was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But he walks up and he's like, yeah, is there any discounts for the band at the cashier?
Oh, my God.
And the guy looks at him, smiles. He's like, no, but here's what I'll do. Turns around, gives us a 10 or 20% discount.
Yeah, he had like a card there or something.
Swipes, and it goes to fucking prove.
Yeah.
One, it's never afraid to go outside your own damn box.
Yep, yep.
You know? Whether it's baffling a security guard to get out of a relatively dumb situation nonetheless. Yeah. No matter if it was dumb on a person, the whole situation's stupid. Like, are you really going to get mad at someone for throwing a bottle?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are, like, but, you know... Yeah. Just you know, going out of character and pulling something like that to get out of a situation. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, popping out of your character to say, yeah, we're this, and this is what we do, being open and outgoing where you get better service off of it because your characteristics. Mm-hmm. Or not being afraid to say yes or something or, you know, or
Ask that question.
That's actually
because what's the worst thing that's gonna happen? They're gonna say no.
Take risks. Yeah,
and that's actually a sales tactic. They say there's a guy I listened to on a podcast, and he says, "Go to Starbucks and ask for free coffee, just so you get used to being told no." So that's it's just like a thing of sales. Like you're gonna get told no, and you can't get your feelings hurt about it. You know what I mean?
I've always lived a life. I hate the word no.
It's a much bigger topic I want to talk about later.
I can't get told I can't. I hate the word no. Mm. But I'm not afraid to get told no. I want that yes, and I'll strive for the yes.
Well, it helps you not be afraid to ask for things. Because now you're not afraid to get told no.
We'll probably digress to that one a little bit, right? Later on.
Yeah.
But all right, I'm done with the story. I apologize.
I just want to get out my grain of salt. All right. Yes. It was a crazy, wild night. We had some stupid, dumbass times. And I loved it. I loved it. I didn't
blast.
No regrets out of the whole evening.
No regrets.
It was great. But I do not like everyone knowing that side of me. And that's just because...
What, the funny side?
Yeah, I guess. Well, so this whole summer, I'm not going to lie, I've been trying to breathe out a whole bunch of shit that I had to go through on deployment, right? Like sometimes like stepping out of your box, you're not stepped out, you got forced out by some just shit that happened.
Step out of your box
you
and walk into
the
hers.
Fucking plank.
Well, I think another and I've been actually like talking to a lot of like I think one of the reasons why I'm a workaholic is because if you don't have like any coping mechanisms to like deal with anything that comes at you at your life, it's really like somehow therapeutic to just like throw yourself at work. You know, you don't have to deal with anything. And so for me, sometimes even manual labor, like even just painting or yard work, just whatever it is, you know, like I just need to not be in my head right now, you know? So, I've been shaking off a lot of stuff basically. And again, that's not the healthiest way to do it. just getting obliterated and, you know, crazy, but it's still fun. And again, like, it's just one of those things where like, I don't want to make that the only way that I deal with stuff. And I definitely want to,
my life's been pretty stressful the last couple of weeks. And that's why we went out last night.
Yeah.
And I'm recovering right now during the podcast.
You're welcome.
you've been pretty quiet.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure there's a few dick jokes you could have made that you didn't. And
I know.
I was a little sad because you always make the dick joke.
It's a little refreshing. For like, I remember probably like 4 or 5 of these podcasts where I've come in just hung over as tits. Mm-hmm. Like those ooga booga, like old school, like... No bra ladies' tits. The ones that hang down to the knees. Yep. Like Kyle's grandma's, who look great.
Not especially when she rolls them up.
Just that kind of fucking tits. And or like just had taken like a weird LSD trip or something for some random reason. And I get in here and I'm like, hey, how's it going? And this is about as fucking exciting as I get. And poor Ben's like, all right, well... The fuck happened to AJ? Is he dead?
Yeah.
And finally, it gets to happen to Ben.
Yeah.
I'm happy for it.
Well, I mean, we sort of talked about, and this is what you were talking about earlier, is you got to get used to failure. And I think remember one of the other podcasts we're talking about embarrassment and how that's like an actual like positive thing in people's lives that they need to get more used to.
Yes.
Is being outside of their comfort zone. Granted, that doesn't necessarily mean go be, you know, a total wreck, you know, and then just, you know, mess your whole life up and everybody else's life up around you. But there is something to be said about, you know, like just learning to make choices, knowing that you might not be that great at it, you know, like just applying for a job and knowing you're probably not even qualified for it. But it's just, you know, a shot in hell, you know, just like,
well, like 99% of entrepreneurs, you know, you make 99 plans,
yep,
and know that 98 of them are going to fail, you know. That it's that one that counts in the end.
Yep. So yeah, it's so cliche, but I use lights as metaphors a lot, right? So
off.
No, well, yeah, but no. So when Edison actually made the light, right? That's the most like probably cliche like motivation factor that everybody has. Like, oh well, he tried 1,000 different ways, failed every single time, and kept failing over and over again until he finally had the right set of circumstances. Right? It couldn't be too much energy going through the filament. The filament had to be delicate enough to actually light up, but it had to be resilient enough to not break with that much energy going through it. Then he had to suspend it in a vacuum so that the pressure around it wasn't actually. It's a completely ingenious creation, right? Beautiful, but. he had to fail at so many. He had to think out of so many different boxes. He had to have like just a culmination of so many different things that was going on in his head that he had to try, and he had to fail that many times just to become the person that made that right choice at that right time. And even then, when he made the right one, finally, he probably thought it was just going to be another mistake.
Yeah,
you know, it's like who would have thought like, oh man, I try tungsten or something like that, you know, like, and it was just like this crazy off the wall thought. And you're like, you know what, it's probably going to fail again, but you know,
that's one of the that happens in your everyday life too, and it's one of the best feelings you can have when you're working on something for a really long time and you finally hit it.
But when you're like so used to failure,
yeah,
right? And then to extend that, I mean, after he did succeed, and that light bulb lit up, he didn't stop there.
Oh, no, and it didn't stop there.
It didn't stop there.
Because, like, lights aren't just incandescent bulbs anymore. They're LEDs. They're inside of computers that helped revolutionize everything.
But not, turn not on even, and off. I'm not even just saying. He went on to invent more. He went on to fail more and succeed again and fail and fail and fail and succeed again. Mm. And I think finding that drive, finding that wanting desire to constantly fail, but know that you're going to find another succession after that.
Actually, I want to go back for a second where we talk about that Jim Carrey movie, Jimmy and Andy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
He was talking about his dad and why his choices in life were sort of – because he lived vicariously through his family. His dad was a brilliant saxophone player, but he compromised himself thinking, you know what, I need to be an accountant because it's the smart choice to make for my family because that's going to support me, right? But when you compromise and then you fail, because his dad was fired when he was like 51, and then they all were homeless for a while and had to live out of their van. When you compromise and fail, it's a lot harder to take and recover from that because you thought that you were giving up this part of yourself so that you could have something else. And then when that also fails, it's not that you were like taking a chance on your dream and you had a degree of expectation that it wouldn't work out the way that you felt. It's that you literally have been sacrificing that part of yourself for what you wanted, and it still did not work out. You can feel so defeated, so deflated, and not be able to actually recover from that. And I've got a few people in my life that feel that way. I can tell. Like it just wears on them. But it's one of those things where if – and that's why I like that you do motivational stuff every single day. I know you're not always in the mood.
Yeah,
you know, like I can even tell like from the difference, like if you're actually smiling or if it's just like, you know, but that's one thing about you, Ben, that I really, really love is that like you don't stop. Even if it stops inside of you, you won't let yourself stop, which is it's feeling like you can't and then doing it anyway is one of the things that make the most beautiful people in my life are not like the strongest of people that are completely acquainted with failure. But they know how to handle themselves when they are in that weak moment and can continue to get themselves through it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I always go
on. Powerful shit on Small Town Mentality.
Yeah, he goes deep, man.
I love it. All right, that's, you know, I don't mind the phone call style ones, but I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoy when you're able to sit.
Mm.
Hey.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was coming in, but you just named your dick. Tell me I'm wrong. We didn't write this fucking shit down.
There's a list of dicks on the table, and first one I put was Clam Hatton Manchowder, because I think that's a pretty good dick name.
I mean, that's fair. That's totally fair.
I'd like to welcome Keith to the podcast.
The second penis name is Keith.
The second penis name.
That's how it's got to be, but you know what? Nickname Key, though. Take the T-H off.
Keith? Key? Key? Is that your new name?
Like Key and Peele? Those guys are funny.
Like the key to all the right doors.
Oh,
what's this? I'm so confused.
Actually, it's a completely misogynistic metaphor, but I use this one a lot because I think it's funny as hell. Right? Girls get made fun of for being sluts, right? But if a guy can have sex with all the girls that he wants to, he's like a pro, right? So I think of it like a master key. If your dick is a master key and it can unlock all the locks, that's a great key. You want that key on your keychain because it opens up all the locks. Now, if you have a lock that can get accessed by just anybody's key, you know, that's a pretty shitty lock. You don't want that on your house. Everybody can get in.
More powerful stuff on Small Town Mentality Podcast.
Not a popular opinion these times.
I'll take it.
Feminism is like a huge movement these days. Do you know any? Are there any feminists in this town? Like active, like like woman power feminists in this town?
Well, I mean,
AJ.
Yeah, I mean, I have that feministic drive, but I don't.
That's what people talking about.
There
are.
I'm talking about bra burning. You know, men hating. Like, literally, would not hire a guy. There's no male bartenders at Kate's, by the way. Just point that out.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
Your name, your penis name is Douche Cook?
Douche Cock.
Douche Cock.
Just like this is calm jerky, learn how to fucking write. That says Douche Cook.
All right, man. You know what?
Slowly stir.
Dude, it says cum jerky, which I think we should brand.
I'm interested in the process of how you make it. You got to dry it out for a long time.
So I went to... I had a very vegetarian Thanksgiving for myself.
Mm-hmm. Tofurkey.
And had to go get a...
Tofurkey.
It was... What's
cum
it called?
Tofurkey?
It's a... I think they called it a vegan roast or a tofurkey roast or something. And I had to drive down to Park City to grab it. Went down to Whole Food, which is fucking awesome.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
It's good for everyone. You walk in and it looks like they were making jerky in there. It smelled so damn good.
I like their cashiers.
Right. Right. I know. They're all about 50 and they're too fucking hippied out from years of like acid and fucking hard drugs and lots of weed and partying to the Grateful Dead.
Is that the ones you go up to?
That's all. That's the only Whole Foods. I think they like hire them from like New Zealand, man.
You gotta remember, I used to work out in Park City, trust me.
But they can identify all their hipster vegetables? Like, they know what jicama is and all that? Hipster vegetables.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the ones that aren't, like, normal, you know?
The Buddha fingers.
Yeah. Like, polenta, like, just all those other, like, placenta? Off-the-wall things. You would stare at, like, what is, you know, brioche? I don't know.
So I go get this roll down at that Whole Foods place, and I'm looking around, because that's the shit that interests me, you know? You walk in, you're like, what the fuck is a Buddha finger? And it looks like this, like... Hey, do you ever see the guy with the longest fingernails? Picture that, how disgusting that shit looks?
Yeah.
That's what this fucking fruit reminded me of.
It's a fruit?
It's a fruit. 100% a fruit.
Yeah.
And we looked at this giant fucking pokey-ass vegetable or fruit.
Mm.
And they're just cool to fucking look at the Whole Foods down there. And I found some vegan jerky.
Just outside looking at it?
Which I was like, all right. And I tried it. Gave it some to my nephew, and he kind of tried it, and wasn't bad. Started feeding it off to some meat eaters. Like, here, try this shit. They all thought it was real fucking jerky.
Probably thought it was a fruit roll-up.
No. the fucking texture of it, the look of it looks jerky almost. It was weird.
Like,
kind of like the jerky bites or like – and it had the texture of the – The ones that were in the cans that you could pretend to be chew or whatnot.
But it was chewy.
Yeah,
that's I'm a really big texture guy when I'm cooking. Like if it's crunchy or whatever.
Right.
So like I honestly, because I'm trying to make a cognitive effort to switch away from meats, and I think I like the hardest thing for me is like I love chewing on stuff. I don't know if it's like a stress thing. Like I have a pack of gum with me all the time just so I can have like something to chew on.
That is the number one push for vegetarian food right now. It's not finding a flavor of meat.
Texture?
The texture.
It's finding the texture. That's what people really crave.
That's kind of what you
what
like,
it tastes like but,
too, right? Just the texture?
Yeah.
Don't care what it tastes like or
it's got to be rough.
Yeah,
looks like.
If it's too slimy and like not not thick enough to kind of like...
No, it's got to be firm, yeah.
Gurgle and like bubble. You know, make a nice little... plop as you slurp it down. You don't want it, man.
It's all about that texture.
Texture. So I was handing these things out. This guy that created this jerky happened by complete fucking mistake. He had was making food for him and his like significant other that was the other guy was vegetarian, and he had to bake this like soy based, plant based fucking stuff in the oven with some like soy sauce and different flavor and fucking forgot about it. And the shit burnt.
Oh.
And he tried it and it tastes like jerky. And so
he didn't mind that it was burnt, yeah.
He had a failure.
Yeah.
To digress back to it. He had a fucking failure and he created something that's phenomenal for everyone.
So
that's
actually
cool.
A really awesome thing happened to me that night. We after the show, you were helping like load some stuff up, and that's when I met Chandra's wife. Which is funny for you, by the way. Like, you, like, I was having like a long conversation with her, and you came up to me and was like, "You realize that girl was a lesbian, right?" I'm like, "That's like the first thing she told me. That isn't going to stop the conversation."
No, I mean, I didn't take it that way. Yeah. It just the way it looked like they were standing, and I think they were standing more like at a V shape than anything. So they look like they're standing really uncomfortably close to each other. Mm. And I was talking to Chandra and the guitarist, and we started, you know, just talking about something. I have one of those weird personalities where I'll be talking about something and I have like a minute detail about something, and I'll, you know, comment on it. Like I am right now. This is one of those things. And then try to go back to the story while everyone's fixated on that one comment.
Because you're engaging your surroundings. Yeah, no, I get that.
And so they just instantly fixated towards that, which happened to be on global warming and climate change.
Oh, okay.
And no one would let anyone get a word in edgewise. No one. Even if we are green, we're like, well, I agree with you. No, I'm agreeing with you more.
Yeah, but my point
is
better.
It got so fucking crazy real quick that one of them turned around and slugged the other's car window.
Oh, shit. Like, shut up.
Just like, boom. Just like, fuck this. I'm getting out of here. And we're like, whoa. And it literally.
Didn't realize you were getting like, heated about
it. It was heated. It was heated, but it wasn't. It was like, you know, the normal heater at 75. Everything's great. Mm. And then someone literally fucking hit that thermostat and broke it, and it went to 1,000 in a heartbeat, dude. Like, that's just like, boom. Yeah. And me and Chandra like looked at each other and we're like, okay. And he left, and then we look over and I see Kyle and Dominique just hanging out.
Yeah.
And they looked uncomfortably close for the situation. And I looked over and I was like, oh,
no.
Okay.
No, we were having a heart to heart. Actually, she like after like we were done talking, she actually like gave me a hug and she's like, "Don't stop doing what you're doing." I'm like, "All right, cool." Before I talked to her, I talked to one of the other band members.
What, hitting on lesbians? Don't stop doing what you're doing.
Yep. Don't stop believing.
I mean, I didn't take you at like hitting on her or anything like that.
Well, so
but it just seemed like they were uncomfortably close. And Chandra wanted to get the hell out of there because she just had that instant.
Yeah.
And so she kind of instantly walked over and
I could tell she was sort of like, you know,
and that's and it seemed like she was angst because her significant other's talking to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
But I think
to Chandra. You know, she does seem really cool, but like she doesn't know me. No, cool, I got gotcha.
Like,
yeah.
And but I think what it was the dynamic of what had just happened with us in that area, looking over, seeing that. That's why I was like, just to clarify,
you weren't
hitting on her. She's a lesbian, right? Yeah. And you're like, I do that. I was like, okay, cool.
So before I talked to her, I was talking to somebody else, and I don't know why. I think she like did makeup or something like that. But I had gotten it out that I was
your makeup or.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, actually. No, actually, so I was an actor for a long time, right? And a lot of the shows that I did were more like just like delving into like the human condition, just like really like you would probably call them an artsy piece if you saw a film like that, like Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, stuff like that.
Oh, right? You were in that movie?
Princess Bride.
No, but I was in shows
you
that
were in
like,
the back?
They go into that
as
story.
You one of the people wish.
As you wish. I don't think that means what you think it means.
Fair.
So like I was already in like this place where I was feeling like comfortable enough to like let that part of myself out. Normally I don't like talking like, oh yeah, I used to do this, like, but like if it's such a like formation of who you are, and like me as an actor, like I was behind the stage more than I was like in rooms talking with people for the longest time, right? So I miss it a lot. That came out, and then like Dominique, I think, like, I just saw her Buddha or whatever on her hat, and I was like, I really like your hat. And she's like, I like your boots. I don't know, like, if that was just, like, a gay moment. Maybe she thought I was. That's why she wanted to talk to me.
Hey. Dude.
Right there.
Yeah. Number one, fuck those boots. I gotta say, fuck those boots. We went to go get a shot, and
nice. Every guy stopped him on the way up and asked him about his boots.
I'm wearing these, like, crop top shoes on, right? These are the fucking shoes I was wearing.
Oh, okay. I gave you a flat tire, didn't I?
No, he came up, and he is. Are they steel toed?
No.
Oh, they felt like it. They have like this like fucking inch of rubber that extends out.
Yeah.
And he clipped me right on the what is that bone? Right on the
ankle. Cankle bone?
Yeah.
You've never been shoe kissed?
Oh, dude, that fuck. It almost crippled me. Like, he hits me and I'm like, oh, and I know you didn't do it on purpose, so, you know, I wasn't going to have a nicotine raged fit. Like, just start screaming at him, what the fuck are you doing? But, like, I was just like, holy shit. And I was crippled. And Kyle's like, what the fuck do you want to drink, man? She won't buy me a drink because we're in Utah. Oh, thank you. We're in Utah. And, Kyle. And, so if you order like three drinks there, they want everyone present because you're not allowed to, you know, have three drinks with you or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm trying to get out what I wanted to drink. Kyle's mad at me for that, and I'm dying. Mm. He totally bashed me in the ankle with that fucking foot. And so fuck those shoes, anyways.
Fuck my shoes.
They're gay shoes.
A lot in footsie, I'm not gonna lie.
All's fair in love and death.
Well, she loved him.
Yeah, if you got a lesbo's like attention, own it.
Well, no, and honestly, so that's, we weren't even talking about like that at all. I was telling her how much like I loved Chandra's music and like how like I really liked just the being like in like a showy environment again, like because artists will give another artist at least the time of day just so that they'll figure out like what they're about. You know, like maybe I just don't quite get it yet. There's just that crazy eccentric guy back there with a coke nail and like the wigged out like fro. They're like, there's something about that guy.
those are my favorite guys. Like,
right there,
I'm gonna be friending that guy because I'm pretty sure that coke nail is used for two things, and I'm interested in both.
That crazy off looking guy, that's the guy I'm gonna make my friend right there.
Hey, you come over here, man. Yeah, you in the trench coat.
Let's have a conversation.
What do you got on?
Yeah, you in the trench coat and the dark sunglasses in the basement. Yeah, you right there. Yep. Nope, not the flamboyantly looking weird guy behind you. I'm talking about Orpheus over here.
Orpheus, not even Morpheus.
So I got a great feeling about you. Nope, I was wrong. You're just flashing people. You're just flashing people. Never mind.
I immediately regret that decision.
So that's why drama club people always have the weirdest friends.
I would say, yes, but like you have the best, like most engaging of moments with them. Like you really, there's no better times honestly than I've had than with my theater people. But
there you go.
So I liked her Buddha, and that's why I was talking to her like about like it got into like spirituality.
You liked her Buddha?
That's what I was thinking.
On her hat. She had a Buddha on her hat.
Man, I'm going for a Buddha.
Yeah. She have a fat Buddha?
Sorry, dude.
No. So like we're talking about spirituality and stuff like that. And she was saying like for her, like she's trying to like meditate and do all this other stuff. And she was talking about like getting the Om symbol like tattooed. And I was like, yeah, no, like I see a lot of people getting that. Like it's all about like, you know, namaste and about aligning your chakras and stuff like that. I've never actually like shown like too many strangers the idea I have for a tattoo. And so like I was like, oh man, but I was literally just talking about it the other day.
Just a dick on your upper arm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Something but, real spiritual.
In
spiritual.
Knoxville, like it's just an infinite dick fucking itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Makes sense.
Actually, if you could imagine that, like Celtic dicks.
Yeah.
All the way around. I think it's
possible. Been to like a Renaissance festival and they have like those giant or like knots that are all like super, yeah, but like just dicks, like the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be awesome.
I mean, I'm envisioning this now and I think it'll look colorful, it'll look sweet.
Yeah, the infidick.
Let's put it on your butt cheeks.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be
vibrating nipples.
That's his dick name, actually.
Yeah. Because I make those nipples vibrate.
Yeah, you guys have some dirty names, and then all of a sudden it's Keith.
What the fuck? So this, technically it's a dirty name.
So this notebook, we like to...
Probably should take a photo.
I love
of
it.
That
so, no, right now we write down what we think the names are going to be
for your band.
Yeah.
For our band and for our podcast that day. Do we use any of these ones?
No. No, we Grandma's Gravy Train was the last one.
Oh, and you just didn't write it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you didn't check out Grandma's Gravy Train, it's a fucking Thanksgiving amazingness for you to enjoy. So
come dumpster.
So we started writing down these different names and we stopped. And then Kyle sounded like, oh, these are dick names. And then literally wrote down Clam Hatton Man Chowder. Perfect. Fucking perfect. And then I looked over and I'm like, Keith, fucking perfect. Perfect.
Like, my name's Kyle, but my dick's name is Keith. So it's like, mostly because if they get my name wrong, I'm like, no, she's still got it right. She's still got it right.
He's like, well, those two are actually great. I like those, but I think you can come up with something better, Kyle. Mm. And he's like, yeah, absolutely. Deep Impact. And I'm like,
No, that's Deep Impact.
Right. It's a movie.
Because Deep Impact's a movie. He's like, you're right. Deep Impact 2. Not a movie. Great name for a dick.
Why not Double Tap?
Why not Shallow Waters?
That's a movie, I'm pretty sure.
Double Tap?
The Shallows?
Yeah. No. Yeah, it's one of those B-rate movies that you don't want to be associating yourself with.
Hey, if it sells more pornos.
Yeah.
Double Tap is Keith's new dick name.
Double Tap?
Double Tap.
I like it.
I like it.
There's like that homicidal element
to it. If you take
it,
Double Tap.
You don't know if they're... Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty nice. Yeah.
Keith, if you take Double Tap, I'm taking your douche cook.
Douche cock.
Douche cocky?
No, you probably meant cock, but that says cook.
All right. You know what? It's not my fault that you guys make pens really small.
I didn't make the pen. Think
I'm
some kind of
dick
pen manufacturer.
That dick joke. Oh shit!
Oh man.
But anyway, so no, I had a really engaging moment with Dominique. It was really awesome, and I got to explain to her my tattoo idea, which is not an infidic. It's
she has have a nice Buddha.
She
Buddha rocking nice everywhere.
I'm just wondering.
Like, no, Dominique's a very beautiful and gorgeous woman. Yes.
Well, no, and just like honestly,
but so
like,
is Chandra.
Yeah.
They're both amazing people.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can't even condemn him for that.
You ever got like friend jealous? Like I just
super
like,
friend
I,
jealous.
Yeah, I just like I wanna hang around.
Aw, thanks.
Like... His wife is friend jealous.
Friend jealous.
Friend jealous. She is.
Because you guys have such.
She yelled at me today. She yelled at me today. He invited me out to Taco Bell for Taco Tuesday.
AJ is destroying their marriage.
We had brunch
on Sunday.
Yeah, we had Sunday brunch. Whatever.
Taco Tuesday. We like to do Taco Tuesday on Sundays during brunch. Mm-hmm. Not at night. Brunch time.
This is the first time I heard of TBS, Taco Bell Sunday. So
yeah,
I think
that's what we do.
They also have
fried chicken.
But while doing that, the first words out of her mouth to me was like, you know, you ruined our relationship. You're ruining my marriage. Because that's all he does is talk about you, AJ. Oh. So fucking flattered.
Not our beautiful home we've built together, our kids, or, you know, like my loving, you know,
granted, granted, I'm usually talking shit on you, but I still talk about you all the time.
Even when you're talking shit on me, it's flattering.
Yeah.
I mean, that's your job. If you're not talking shit, you're not creating dialogue for our podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'd be upset.
The shit you talk is fertilizer for your relationship.
True.
I like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
It helps my
this podcast
helps my douche cook fertilize right out.
This podcast is a growing garden of life.
Like shiitake.
Shiitake mushrooms?
Trams.
Shiitake trans?
Trams.
I thought you said trans. I was like, is that your trans name, Shiitake?
Yeah, yes, yes, actually.
We finally figured
it out. Actually,
it.
I was going to have a big reveal. You just ruined it.
That's why.
You're right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The reveal's not that big. It's a small reveal. Small reveal.
Shiitake.
Shit.
It's actually just like it's a all white Asian face in the kimono with like the really small sandals and the small steps. You know, Kabuki Theater or something like that. Yeah, so.
It is Kabuki Theater.
Yeah, but instead of the fan, I'm just going to have like five dicks, like just in an arrangement, and I'm just going to wave it.
In a Celtic knot? You're going to have them in an arrangement of a knot.
Doesn't Krampus do the same thing?
You know, I've been meaning to look into Krampus.
Kyle has multiple cultures.
Kyle's been too busy researching Flat Earth to look into other things.
We had a nice long one about that, you know. And you still can't tell me that the Earth isn't flat. I mean,
well, I could tell you that.
You can't negate the most solid piece of evidence I had. Look at your shoes.
Yeah.
Look at the soles of your feet and tell me that those are curved. Well, your feet are curved, but your shoes aren't.
They're flat.
Flat.
If you take a picture of the Earth, print that sumbitch out.
Kind of like my ex-girlfriend.
You don't put it on a globe.
have to put it on the wall, which is what? Flat.
Flat Earth. Got them.
Flat Earth pictures.
No, I was real bummed. Just after Thanksgiving, there was supposed to be a flight created by a flat earther who's doing it for science.
Science. Well, because, yeah,
and
I mean, everybody
take pictures
knows
of the flat Earth. He doesn't believe that any other science.
Well, NASA's a total conspiracy.
Yeah, it's a complete conspiracy.
Yeah. They won't open Area 51. Everybody knows what's in there.
So, anyways, yeah, this guy was going to steam power his rocket up in the air. But I guess he doesn't have federal permits. And there were some mechanical issues with the mobile home launching system.
Hold up.
Yes, this guy was going to launch his ass out of a rocket in a mobile home.
That's awesome.
And he's not in Alabama.
Florida. Tornadoes?
Florida. Not even Florida. Fucking California, man.
Northern California.
Yeah, it was probably Northern,
had it. Where they grow the good stuff.
I left. But he canceled it, and I was real bummed. I was really hoping that they actually videotaped this, because I want to see this train wreck happen, man. I want to see, like, if you've watched any Wile E. Coyote versus Roadrunner shit in your life, you're expecting what's about to happen, and I was excited.
Here's what makes me doubt this guy. All right, you said that one thing that held him back was federal permits. Like, if he doesn't believe all of the science behind, you know, the solar system, why does he care what the government thinks about whether or not he can fire his rocket?
I'm agreeing with you. Right. I want our flat Earth proved, and I need him to strap his fucking ass to a steam-powered rocket.
Drones. And you can fly a drone.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to actually open up my own business.
Space drones.
Yeah, space drones. So, like, it's kind of like Google Earth, but instead of, like, relying on your GPS, you actually have a camera in front of you. And so you're actually playing your car like it's a video game, and you're just...
Yeah, it's just on your phone,
so
and your drone goes
into
space.
So I can see what my ex-girlfriend is doing at all times?
Well, I mean...
Dude, you have some deep-rooted issues that we need to look through. If you have to find out what your ex...
Welcome to Small Town Therapy. Ben and AJ.
With your host.
Our next segment, actually. We're looking to bring on more...
Stalkers are us.
Yeah. I mean, I did see the couch, and it does look sort of therapeutic. So,
yeah.
You know, that's...
I'm just joking, for real. I don't even remember my ex-girlfriend's name.
Which one?
I don't know.
Actually, can you count them?
Can on you one
count,
hand.
Can you count them on just one hand? Her name's... Those are syllables. Those are syllables. I'm not calling you a man.
Kuta. You know, it's actually been so long since I've actually been, like, engaged into a relationship. If I ever refer to my past ones, like, I can't remember, like, was it that one? Ah, shit.
Do we need to get down to your deep-rooted issues?
No,
well?
Honestly, okay. I'll already tell you right now, it's just the military service, man. Single man's career, you know? That, and, I mean, you get all the free dick in the world.
So. You get a lot of foreign strange, right?
A lot of other people do. Like, seriously, the second they get off, I can't.
It's kind of like...
I don't do that.
It's kind of like the seagulls in... Finding Nemo instantly. They get off the fucking ship. Mine. Dick.
I'm not kidding you. No, seriously. Like, five steps off the bus in Peru, there was guys out front us coking girls. And, like, of course, there was, like, people like, yeah, you know, and just, like, went right to it. They have this list of places you're not supposed to go. It's, like, the first place a lot of the people go. Like, yeah, you're not supposed to go to this area, into this particular strip club because there's fights. And, like, they don't even tell you not to go to strip clubs. They just tell you which strip clubs not to go to. Because there's too many drugs or human trafficking happening through there.
Like it.
Which is what you want to do.
Well, I mean, you only have like so much baggage. So if you're going to like do that, you have to get like one of the smaller ones so that they can, you know, fit into your stuff. And then you got to like, you know, keep them fresh or whatever while we're making it back to the States. And then you got to sneak it back off the ship. So
we're talking about women, right?
Sure.
Yeah. He did mention human trafficking.
My favorite thing Kyle has sneaked off for me on ship have been these two gorgeous pieces that I have.
The pipes?
The pipes, yeah. Yeah. They're fucking amazing looking.
The one's from Oman, which was like a sandbox in the middle of like the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. And then the other one was a marble one, I think, from Peru.
Yeah.
But I saw those and was like, that's perfect.
Yeah. It's weird. I didn't get anything for my birthdays besides like people bought me drinks and stuff, which is always cool. Like I'm not saying I need something for my birthday or whatnot.
I gave you my time.
Yeah, that was the most important part.
Yeah.
To be 100% honest with you. It's just, you know, usually for Christmas or whatever, those fucking monetary or materialistic holidays, which technically I think your birthday is materialistic in a sense. Mm. And, you know, but my parents didn't call.
No.
Which was cool. They actually bought me like two dinners before and after and said it later on. But I didn't get a phone call from my sister either. Mm.
And you're just a material girl living in a material world.
Right.
And sometimes you need those things.
My roommate, however, got me a Chicago Bulls. It looked like, at first, it looked like they were handing me a crack pipe. Mm. And I was like, what the fuck is this? It just wasn't actually put together right.
Oh, it was like a bubbler or something like that?
And I didn't see it. Like, it just looked like a little vial that you put crack in. I've never done it, so I don't know. But.
Somebody else has given it to him every time, so.
Right.
He doesn't know how it works.
I was like, all right, well, I got a pipe for my birthday. And it's just interesting that everyone who knows me, they're like, yeah, here's a present for you.
A pipe.
Oh, thanks, man.
Well, that's kind of what I gave you for your birthday.
If you wanted a phone call, I could have called the brother. You know what I'm saying?
Could have. Should have. That's all I wanted to keep.
I think I got your phone number in my wallet.
I wanted to douche cook.
Well, honestly, like I was just having this conversation. Like giving your time to people is like way more like valuable.
Oh, absolutely.
Like you have kids, so you obviously get that.
Yeah, right? And no, the people that actually gave a lot of their time were Ben, Josh. You even called me that day. Gave your time and. So you weren't even here and gave me that time, but and AJ spent fucking two full days with me.
Yeah, I heard your birthday podcast.
birthday podcast.
I spent a minute.
It was a good time. Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah. But no, and actually just like on a professional scale, like I think that I was talking one, it's a huge like thing that's happening in the military that I'm trying to make better, but then also just in my life and in people around me, mentoring is like a huge thing that I think America can actually just serve to take a better look at. Because like, so in like the business world, it used to be that you would have like a master and apprentice, right? To where like, if you're going to go learn a trade, you just go like learn how to like be an electrician or whatever underneath it. You are just the apprentice until you're actually knowledgeable enough of what you do. And that worked in all business fields. That's how like the Mad Men, they're like, oh, the older white haired dudes would like invite the younger guy in and they would all have their cigar parties and all that other stuff. But, the military, they have mentoring to where like they'll have the people that have been in for years, like kind of take the newer guys under their wing and be like, hey man, like this is how, you know, I did it. This is how you can go about it or whatever. But I think that
this is how you cut the corners.
Yeah. Well, that happens a lot too. It's not how you find the shortcuts, but it's definitely how you find the better way to go about it. Like, hey, you could do this and go on this long drawn out path, or I could just give you the information here, right? Imagine in high school or even like any like amount of training that you've done, if somebody's just like, hey, either you can go and spend all this time reading this giant book, learning the 10 things that I want you to know, or I can just give you the 10 things that I think you should know. And then you just keep remembering that instead of all the weeds, you know.
So what you're trying to say is standardized testing is bullshit.
Oh, it is definitely bullshit. Actually, Forbes magazine put out that they said like any college campus right now can't actually even train you on what most employers are looking for out there.
Oh, fuck no.
They can't. Because one, you need, they really want job experience, right? But what you learn, even in a higher education learning, like it's all theory, it's not practice. We're all just sitting around in a big like circle all talking about what we might do for a living or whatever. And then you go out there and you're like, oh yeah, I'm not doing anything that I actually learned in college.
Yeah. Hands-on. It's a hands-on world.
Well, how many times in your professional life have you written a 15-page paper?
Never. Not
you
once.
Sure?
Not a single time.
I mean, I wrote one that was all in complaints.
Yeah.
My staff is fucked.
In many of my jobs, I've definitely felt like I've written pages after pages after pages of work, but I use that in my own personal time, I think, more than anything.
Well, yeah, no, and honestly, yeah, like my studying habits, like if I'm interested in something, like I think one, the big like takeaway I had from college was like not just learn what something is, but how was it made? Like, who was involved in it, right? Like, one of my favorite things to do, like, with movies is, and sometimes it annoys people, like, oh, this guy directed that. And like, I don't care. I'm like, yeah, but, like, I like watching Quentin Tarantino movies. Or, yeah, that's right.
You always look for the red X. Mm.
Or Nolan, right? So Christopher Nolan, he did the Batman series. He did Shutter Island. He did Interstellar. Like, every movie he comes out with is just, like, amazing.
What's the red X?
It's a porn website.
No. Oh, yeah. All right. So Quentin Tarantino, he puts a red X before somebody's about to die.
Oh, no shit, huh?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Like his first like couple movies, he put a red X right before one of the characters are about to die.
When I like learning somebody's like whole like career, like Quentin Tarantino, if he wants a role like in one of his movies, he'll like I want that.
Like a dinner roll?
Right, you don't care.
buttery roll?
So you saw Django Unchained, right? He put himself in that movie.
He put himself as... No, he's not the main bad guy.
No, he's not even one of the main guys. He gets blown up by Django after he frees himself from the shackles. Yeah. And he has like an Australian accent. I think he just wanted to show off his Australian accent.
We got money coming!
There's a couple movies that he plays a pretty pivotal role in, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was like some Dawn movie with Clooney.
Dust Before Dawn?
Yeah.
I think Michael Bay actually played one of the Transformers.
Yeah, he might have. Yeah. Gave himself the credit anyway.
It's Mega Megaton.
You know, and I'm almost positive that, what's his name? Who's the one that did Avatar?
Oh, fuck.
James Cameron.
James Cameron, yeah. He was definitely the big,
the
big guy.
The blue Avatar?
No, the giant dragon.
Anybody get turned on by the blue chicks?
Oh, fuck yeah.
No, well, I watched Smurfs all the time when I was a kid.
So. Yeah. Well, yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Is that why you're married?
That's what I was talking about.
Dude, Smurfs turned me the fuck on.
Oh, yeah. Every time I see one.
They're all about loving and stuff and cuddling.
La, la, da, 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 da.
You know,
I'm more about the snorts.
There you go. You know what's funny? Okay, and this is... Okay, so you ever heard of the Wiggles?
Oh, my God.
You've heard of the Wiggles?
They have a song. My dick sometimes.
The Wiggles literally has a song. Look this shit up. They have a song called I Got the Clap.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got the clap and I'm giving it to you.
Is that the Wiggles?
Yeah.
I thought that was... fuck, what is it? Get Him to the...
Get Him to the Greek? Yeah, yeah. He does have a clap song.
I thought the same one. That is the clap song.
I mean,
that he does.
Yes,
possibly, but
I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you.
That was originally
a Wiggles song. He stole that from the Wiggles. Yeah.
He stole it from the Wiggles.
Who are the real visionaries here?
Let's
give credit where it's due.
Russell Brand steals everything from everybody else. That is why he's not in movies right now.
When we were just talking about like eccentrics and artists and stuff.
Yeah,
like
we do a radio show. He does a radio show. I mean, come on, quit stealing shit.
Yeah. No, he goes off the wall. Like he doesn't try to get on other people's.
It's
level,
not the
like,
Wiggles, man. I think it's the Clintons.
The Clinton
or the Giggles.
The Giggles.
It's a kids' show, though.
I think I've
it's
got the Wiggles the crap bro. By the Giggles.
The Wiggles.
I'm pretty
the
sure.
The Giggles.
No.
I've looked it up before, unless it's changed.
Well, that looks like fun.
Oh, it is fun. You should try it, Levi.
All right, I'll try it.
I'm fun with that. I got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I got the clap and I'm giving it to you. I got the clap and I'm giving it to you.
I do.
Who's got the
clap? I do. Anyone can get the clap.
I'm giving it to you. I've got the clap and I'm giving it to you. Who wants the clap?
I do. I think we just found you guys' new podcast intro. I want it too.
We've got the clap and we're giving it to you.
So creepy.
Sounds like a weird gangbang.
Is this the rock
walked
out version? Oh, okay.
Let's just get him to the Greek.
Yeah, so he took it, and then, I'm not going to lie, it's probably a better version of it. Yeah, see, he's different.
This is original as fuck.
Yeah, no, his is definitely different.
Whack, where am I going?
So his is definitely about sex. The other one, was they were just clapping.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call it.
What music era was that all about? Like, it didn't even matter. They dropped the beat. You're sitting there.
So his Russell Brand's version, like, I don't think he really stole it because it's called The Clap. We got the, in like a parentheses.
Mm.
And theirs is We Got the Clap by The Wiggles.
They probably did have like exclusive rights over that already, so that's why they had to
change it up.
Like that band Fun.
Your children's TV show, yeah? And we sing about dick and balls. Got a fucking problem with it? It's called copyright, bitch. Now suck them, drink them.
I'm sure that's exactly how that meeting went.
I hope it did. I really hope that you walk into like the Giggles main studio line. Mm-hmm. And
everybody backstage is just wearing three-piece suits, like just drunk out of their minds, smoking cigars, just angry.
And the Giggles, or the Wiggles, sorry, have like these color-coordinated fucking spinning around chairs,
yeah.
And each one of them spins around with their own little pet giggle.
Mm-hmm. And then every time they cut the camera,
just like, you, yeah, take this Coke. Take this Coke and you give it out to these children out here.
It's not candy.
It's not candy. Nor sugar. But you sing the song and make it candy.
How many people do you think go crazy? Like the Steve guy from Blue's Clues.
He didn't go crazy.
Pee Wee Herman.
No, I mean, haven't you jacked off in a movie theater?
I'm just saying, like, how many.
They just got caught, okay?
How many people just got caught? Are like freaks like that, you know what I mean?
Well, let's clarify, because the Steve.
He just went bald and thought it was time. I know.
Well,
he
was balding, and the company's like,
let's get a different creepy dude in here.
Let's get someone else creepier.
Come on, that guy's
so
creepy.
He actually turned around and created his own band.
Oh.
They're not bad. They're not bad.
They talk about the clap?
I hope so. Fuck.
Because if they don't, they're not great.
But
all the best.
All the best ones. Get away from it.
Yeah, like Pee Wee Herman just got caught. I wouldn't consider him
I mean,
weirdo. Just because he looks like Ben at a fucking normal movie theater.
I don't see why it matters to be jack off in an X-rated movie theater.
I mean, you did see him in a Cheech and Chong movie getting fucked up underneath a table.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but he did come out with the new Pee Wee Herman. Pee Wee Herman's Big Vacation or whatever. That came out like 3 years ago or something.
Yeah. You could tell he's a little older.
He's doing it all right. Yeah. He's making it.
He's doing better than Mr. Peabody.
It just you know, I hope to be famous and have my own television show, but
so you can jack
I want to know how I end it. Mm. Maybe I'll jack off in an elementary school.
Oh, my gosh.
Elementary school? School's in or school's out?
I got to find my sick pleasure.
Speaking of people who've gone off the rails, Mel Gibson? He's been trying to make comebacks, man. He's had small roles in a few big movies.
That guy went off.
Yeah, he had Oprah Winfrey like vying for him. And then everybody's like, still no.
Well, it looked like he was doing great. He was doing
Here's a Mel Gibson. Here's a Mel Gibson.
Over for the 17th time.
Well, no, he said some pretty racy stuff.
Multiple times.
Yeah.
Not just once. About 15 times. And then he created movies that were that way.
Well, okay, so actually, I don't know if you know about
The Passion of the Christ changed my life.
I know it did.
I mean, it changed us all.
It changed my underwear.
Yeah. But no, Mel Gibson used to have a pretty messed up face. In his first movie, Man Without a Face, he had like his messed up face. He actually had like somebody from the business help him like pay for reconstructive surgery, and they like made him promise that he would dedicate his career to the church. And that's why a lot of his earlier movies were like Braveheart, even like was just I guess like more family friendly.
That was not family friendly, man.
No, I mean, that was definitely pretty bloody and gory. I don't know. Maybe I was just reading something.
I mean, that's how it is in the Bible. I don't know why.
Yeah.
There's blood everywhere.
Oh, fuck yeah, easily. Darn, game, set, match.
Blood diamonds.
Oh, shit. I actually have real blood actually in my Bible.
For a second, I thought you said Braveheart was in the Bible, and I'm like, I don't
remember. Yeah, I remember that
Wallace.
Chapter.
Did you write it?
It's in the Irish Bible.
Yeah. You know, I know that there's omitted chapters of the Bible.
It's
like,
the
book of Leah. Yeah,
it's the New Testament.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The new Testament.
Mm.
Yeah, the one with kilts.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing. Like, everything's in trilogies these days. We got the Old Testament, the New Testament, and then what? The Book
new
of Mormon?
Old Testament.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, they do prequels.
Oh, and The Last Jedi.
Okay.
You got the New Testament, the Old Testament, and The Last Jedi.
Well, and see, like, the Scientology is just like the origin story, right? Like, you got, like, the whole build up to the initial.
The Book of Mormon is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I went there.
Have you seen that whole spill on Mormon church, how they
kill people,
what they believe in.
I mean,
oh man, don't. I'm not saying nothing.
I mean, what is it?
I've seen some documentaries.
People, I'm a brother alcoholic that went to BYU for a business degree while being an alcoholic at the same time. It was daringly difficult.
You know what's funny though? Like, they are a private college. I can't think of another one that's as big. No, I'm just be honest with you. Like,
Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
Really? That's private?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
It's a Catholic school.
See, yeah, you have to show your privates to get in.
I are on this. We're so great.
No, BYU has like four colleges.
There's a couple Protestant ones that are just as big, if not bigger.
Really?
Wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they don't have one in Hawaii. So, got it.
Wait.
Is BYU?
So I had
Hawaii.
Something. I had something stupid happen to me the other day.
What's that?
I was talking to this guy, and he said that he had moved over here from Hawaii in 2007. So we started talking about Hawaii a little bit. He said Milk was like, "What are you doing?"
I don't know. What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
Like, he said to ship everything to the island. Yeah.
So you met Maui.
He said Milk was like $8 a gallon or whatever.
Damn.
And I was like, "Oh, I've never been. My parents have gone." I was like, "Yeah, I've never left the country." And then I got in my truck and I took off. Mm. And right when I took off, I was like, "Ah, fuck.
Hawaii is part of America.
God damn it. It's fucking
yep.
It's part of the goddamn country."
Yep.
And that's why you're such a lovable guy.
Out of the
guy.
Continental United States.
But I left it at "I've never left the country" to that guy. So the whole day I was like, "He thinks I'm a fucking idiot."
Well, see, I've been to Guam on the crossover, and like that's it's actually still U.S. territory. Yes, they still use U.S. currency, but like you feel like you're not. I mean, it's this little island, you know, like with everything looks like it's just been battered by, you know, hurricanes and stuff, or they just don't have any money to throw at the island.
Like, I was hanging out with.
I learned islands are surrounded by water. I just wanted.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you guys knew that.
No. First time I heard of it.
Island even has an S in it. That's a freaking thing that throws me off. But I was hanging out with the owners of Cades, and he's like, "You want to know the dumbest thing I've ever done in my life? We decided to go to the Virgin Islands, and we all went to go get passports. I show up to the Virgin Islands all happy as shit, and then I'll get off the plane and read, 'Welcome to the U.S. Virgin Islands.'"
Yep.
So he gets up there. He's like, "I don't need my passports."
Nope.
Nope. He's like, "Man, I spent $2,000 on getting everybody passports."
Yeah.
For nothing.
Damn. That is brutal.
Yeah.
That's like turning 18 and going to buy like a cigar, cigarettes, or whatever, or go gamble or whatever you want with that 18, and you're so excited, or 21, and you go to buy your fucking first drink of alcohol at the bar, and they don't ID you.
Yeah.
I bet that happened.
You serious?
Oh, which reminds me, my ID expired.
My wife got ID'd last night at Kate's.
Nice.
She didn't have it. Yeah. She couldn't drink.
I don't normally run around with my ID, and I just realized it's expired.
Yep. Mine's going to expire this year, too.
So if you're listening out there, police officers, and you see AJ cruising around.
Nah, Monday I'll get it. Monday I'll get it squared away.
They hate it.
Riding dirty.
Which I need to do it right now because my ID is still hairy. Yeah, I got to go get that renewed because mine's this hairy. And I think I'm just as good right now with my long hair.
Dude, you look like you're about to start some kind of cult.
Dude, they made me look darker than Romaine.
You got something really embarrassing?
What you got, homeboy?
Actually, I think I look...
Albertsons, I like it.
I think I look more like you in my driver's license than I do like me now. That's back when I had a beard.
You have more hair.
I had shorter hair, yeah. I have more hair now than in there.
You don't have a beard in there.
It's like a couple days ago. But no, it was like... I renewed it before I joined, so...
You're not 195 anymore.
No, I'm definitely heavier than that.
You fat ass.
Yeah.
No, actually, he's thinned out. Holy shit.
Yeah, I noticed your big Buddha.
No, well, I guess redistributed the weight, but, yeah. I'm like 207.
Yeah, your ID's expired too, man.
I went from 190.
No, it's not.
I went from
expiration, 6/16 of 2018. Oh. That's not
18. That's
what year? What year is it?
Oops, sorry.
He's like,
no, that,
just
no,
kidding.
That blows my mind because we're the same age, and that's when I figured it would just expire naturally. But
no, I renewed mine.
Yeah, I need to renew mine because mine is 11/12 of 2017.
Mm. Well, and actually, see, I wanted to get a motorcycle license, but I think I'm going to have to renew my car license and then add a motorcycle license to it.
They made you look like the Evanston Jesus.
I'm actually excited to get my next one because I have a big enough beard.
Man. Yeah,
I have a big enough beard and longer hair. I am so excited.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do like a completely vertical man bun? Like just right.
Do you want me to man bun it?
Yeah.
He does it a lot, dude, for real.
Well, and it's not completely vertical. It usually sits on like the little crown of my head.
No, I'm talking
you want it up here, don't you?
Like yeah.
I need the unicorn.
Uniman bun.
He needs to and you know what? Spike it. Manicorn. You know.
He does it every time the Cowboys are playing.
Manicorn. Not every time. Not every time.
Not every time.
Yeah. I'm actually scared that there's pens on the table.
remove all the sharp objects.
I've been hit with a pen in the studio.
There's a lot of random shit that's gone on in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Good time. Yeah. Oh, you're making memories, you know?
Well, I'm not saying when we did the podcast. This was actually a room where... Yeah.
I'm seeing more and more stuff appear, actually.
Heather lost her virginity in.
It's not.
In my mind, it is.
Yeah.
This was my wife's room when she was a teenager, but she told you that she didn't lose her virginity
in this room,
and you said, in my mind, you did.
AJ's fucking mind is wrapped up.
I was going to say, but this definitely is where you guys consummated your marriage, though, right?
No.
100%.
Baby, come back!
This camera was here, too, right?
Yeah. I actually think it was in a camper.
Whoa!
That's where she lost her virginity?
Yeah.
I go zero to 100 person real quick.
Is it in the back of a 95 Honda Civic?
That's where you lost your virginity? Yeah. Back of a 95 Honda Civic.
Wow.
Can you think back to when your kids were conceived?
Oh, I have no idea, man.
Yeah, see, if I was married, it would be like, I think it was one of those times. I don't know.
I think it was anally.
Because they came
out. A couple butt babies.
Wow.
But no, have you ever been with somebody that is like, oh, so like they know the story of how they were conceived or something like that? Like,
yeah, those are weird people, man.
I was just like, you know how your parents did it to make you? That's weird.
Well, doggy style.
I had an out of the body experience and I actually watched it go down.
Oh my God.
You weren't even there?
Well, yeah.
I mean, that's the best part about being adopted. Like, everybody's like, Keith, how come you're black and you're like, your sister's white? And I'm like, because I'm the chosen one, and she was a shot in the dark.
That's good. That's good.
Love. I'm pretty sure that's how most babies are conceived, shot in the dark. Lights are off.
I like to have all the lights. Like, sometimes there's a light.
Inside the vagina?
Interior lighting?
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, you got to go from all angles.
Interior lighting.
I lost my virginity
to a man
in my parents' house in the bedroom that I used to have. And the minute I moved out, my mom created like a little studio where she does all of her scrapbooking and photo taking.
Oh, so she scrapbooked it?
I'm pretty sure she scrapbooked my bedroom, incarnated it as a place I lost my virginity. And she's going to hand it to my wife one of these days or my significant other and be like, here, mister, this is where he lost his virginity to a woman.
Was there some unexplainable stains on the wall?
Do you remember?
That, like,
you
know she confronted what? You about, like, hey, what?
So we painted.
Is this?
I'll do my own laundry, Mom.
And a lot of, like, the two main walls were concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And so on concrete, you should use, I believe, outdoor paint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even 100%, but we just used one or, like, several coats of the same color. Didn't use any, like, baseline or anything. So the fucking paint sweats. And it has like these little random streaks down the side of it, and if you don't pay too much attention, it could probably look like a little semen.
Yeah,
nutted everywhere.
Weird. Just looks. Weird.
I swear, it just looks.
Anybody came ever all over. Like a stage three clinger. No.
Clinger?
Yes. 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 I'm talking about class five.
Class five clinger? Oh,
yeah, when I took a shit this morning.
Oh, my gosh.
That was a class two.
Oh, class two clinger?
Class two. Yeah. What,
just because it got caught in the butt hair doesn't mean it didn't want to leave.
That's true. At what point do outside authorities need to be notified? That's...
On
is there like
is that a class
is there like
seven?
A special task force that needs to get involved in order to do like
I don't know I think
that,
I think I think they stopped classifying them like hurricanes they stopped classifying them out of the category five right
yeah anything this and above is just up there
it's like Cat
so
Williams
I think said, I'm like, at the like
you call your nigga friend
I'm on I'm on the bottom rug of the class five but it's definitely class five
you are Or you have?
I have been.
You are that clinger?
I'm not the clinger. No. No.
You guys are trying to flip it on him.
Well, I mean, we've been doing this podcast for like 28 weeks now. You're pretty clingy.
That's his involvement. That's his contribution. Yeah.
I'm so damn clingy that my wife comments.
That's true.
About it.
Oh my god.
Me clingy.
Yeah.
It's turned into. Do you
at least get a hashtag?
Content.
I don't get any hashtags.
Not even hash browns.
That'd be nice.
Right. You get hash.
Maybe. That's
how, that's how I like my browns. Hashed. Oh. Still sinking in? All right. No.
It's just, that's a lot of jokes in 1 minute.
See how many you can crack up. All right.
Knocking those eggs left and right.
Is that what you do when you have sex?
That's how you make babies.
Oh, okay.
It's actually one of my favorite pickups. Like, hey, how do you like your eggs? Scrambled or fertilized?
Brian Styles.
So we were talking about E-fucked on the last podcast. Mm. Or the last one prior to that one.
E-fucked?
E-fucked.
Oh, dot com?
E-fucked.com.
Dot com?
And I've
dot com.
Are they sponsoring?
If that's how, like, if that's how you put cum, then yeah. It's
okay.
All right.
It's com jerky and dot com.
Uh-huh. Com jerky. Oh my god.
Are they sponsoring you guys? You getting t-shirts?
No.
We need to.
You save the nudes.
Save
the nudes, yeah.
Shockingly, I've been watching it a little too much.
Watching it?
Yeah, he fucked.
It's not some of those cam girls, are they?
No. Check it out.
I don't want to.
E-F-U-K-T.com.
I don't know. I like reality.
It's reality.
So is Survivor.
So what's Survivor? No, you gotta check it out because it's fucked up.
Just fucked up sex.
Do I have? Can
I say something? You're my friend and always have been the one that like just tries to show me the most warped shit. I think to just corrupt me as much as possible, as though it's some mission that you have in your head. You ever see the BME Pain Olympics? That
yes.
guy. You ever see Two Girls, One Cup?
Yeah.
That guy. Every one of those messed up freaking things. I love the fishes.
I actually went out and looked for those myself, so AJ didn't have anything to do with that. That was all me.
Just gotta wait. Just wait for it. Like, pop it up.
What is it?
You got E-fucked on?
Hold on. I gotta wait for you guys to start.
Dude, I got a projector screen right here.
What are you talking about?
Is that like, someone local?
Can I say? No, I don't know.
Oh. I hope so.
He's like wanting to get closer to the TV.
Yeah, let's pass it around.
So, I was standing duty, and we were kind of taking a break from what we actually have as far as...
She's not that bad looking. Is that your sister?
Oh, my God. You just drop it.
You got nudes of your
Someone got nudes over here, and you want me to drop it?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Fine. I'm sorry. My bad.
Oh, my God.
My buckle's not working right.
It's to me, it's always been a private thing. I say, all right, so I have a story about this guy right here, since he's already consumed with something that doesn't provide him any sort of anything.
Nourishment? I'll give you some nourishment afterwards, too, if you want me to provide it with you.
Well, I remember I used to love, because you had great computers and great computer games, so when I came over to your house, we were playing, like, I think Age of Empires. I'm a nerd. So there's, like, beach volleyball or something happening in the living room on the other side. And so, like, AJ, like, sees it and just does his little trance walk-off thing. And
like, oh. So he turns into a fucking zombie and disappears.
So
where's
him,
he going to
his
eat?
Brother, his dad, are just consumed with beach volleyball because they got bouncing everywhere.
Ooh, titties.
And his mom literally walks in, sees me completely consumed with the nerdy video game, and she's like, are you gay? Like, do you not see what's happening over here? And I just never I don't care. Like, it's, yes, there's girls bouncing around on the TV, but like I can't engage myself in that.
Wait, isn't the Miss America pageant coming up?
You can't engage yourself with that?
Even with sports, though, I've been more of a participant than a spectator, you know? Like, what are you going to do to those volleyball girls?
Hosted by Steve Harvey.
Watch them.
Okay.
Yeah, they're really, really, really good at the sport they do.
Well, I think Baywatch was one of the top rated shows for like a long time. Slow bounce and titties.
All about them titties.
Ass and titties and big Buddha bitches.
Buddha, 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 rocking everywhere.
Oh. All right, my friends.
Is it time?
It's about that time.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's about that time. We got a plane flight to worry about, and what is it?
A plane flight?
Yeah. Well, I have to get.
It's not exciting. It's just a plane flight. Nothing too awesome about it.
Thank you for listening to Small Town Mentality Podrect.
Project.
This is our project now. Small Town Mentality Podcast.
You switching it up, rebranding, trying to get us a new audience.
Yep.
Cuckoo Cow. In my project.
we actually don't want any more disgusting things on here. We're gonna totally reimage it, totally clean it up.
Yeah, we're going to be a Christian show now from here on out.
All about good news, good vibes. You guys saw a gopher or something.
No,
super interesting. That's all you want to talk about for half an hour?
It's Christian flat earth.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And we just hate on Muslims.
So you guys are going to be called Turkish Delight.
Welcome to Turkish Delight with your host, Ben.
And what, AJ. Am I Jewish now?
Yes.
You know,
as long as you hate Muslims, I don't care what kind of religion you are.
Turn on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah.
Hey, thanks for our guests for showing up, Kyle. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, I love having you guys again. Like, I listen to this all the time at work. It's pretty awesome to step outside of the whole military mindset bullshit. I was gonna say I actually got caught one time. We were like scrolling through like
military mindset. Sounds like you dropped your first album.
Yeah.
This is the military mindset.
Well, Kyle's about to drop a hard rap.
Yeah.
Military mindset.
So my friend was like scrolling through his Instagram page, and like again, pretty much exactly what you just did. Like literally just looking at girls' curves and this guy that's at the gym and all this. And one of my friends like turns to me because he kind of has the same mindset. He's like, "Is this what it's like to be straight?" And I'm like, I guess so. Like, just a like squad of guys staring at a bunch of girls.
Kyle's like, "Don't ask me. I wouldn't know."
Yeah. Well, yeah, I definitely wouldn't. I guess, you know, if that's what it is. But no. So like just having, you know, just a break from all that. I like listening to you guys, even though like a lot of it is like dick jokes. Sometimes you need dick jokes in your life.
Just the tips.
Just the tips.
Dude, my whole
life.
It's
all about tip control. If they haven't told you,
we really appreciate you showing
everything
up.
About me. Is a dick
listening
joke.
To the podcast, we love to support you 100%.
On your new album, Military Mindset.
Like hopefully you're safe in all your endeavors of changing out batteries and doing all the hard stuff so no one else wants to.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys keep on keeping on.
And
Keith, the good vibes.
Keith, we appreciate having you on.
The dick named Keith.
The douche.
Both your dick and you. He's saying thanks to the both of you for being here.
By the way, nobody knew that Keith was coming. He didn't knock. He just
neither
showed up and grabbed a mic.
That's the best kind of way to do it. I love it.
Surprise.
I wasn't going to say anything because I liked it.
Well, yeah, I told him last night that he's a standing guest, so. But I told him he had to stand. But he didn't do that.
Sitting this whole time. Didn't.
Man, do I look like somebody who listens and follows the rules?
Said you're a standing guest.
Like, I slept in a friggin' ballpark dugout before. Like, come on now.
And on the home base. Oh, yeah. Just to make sure you got safe.
Anyways.
We love having you here, Keith.
Hey, I love being here.
You're always welcome.
You can hit us up on Facebook at Small Town Mentality Pod, on Twitter at STM Pod. And on Instagram at STM Podcast. That's it.
Check me out on Facebook at Comedian AJ Lamb. You can also hit the Twitter at Comedian AJ Lamb. And if you ever want to get a hold of me, email or on Snapchat or Instagram, it's dirtypirate1318 at Gmail, or just dirtypirate1318. That simple.
We'd like to plug real quick Kyle's new rap album, Military Mindset, dropping this fall.
Oh, me and Keith are actually also writing a book. It's called Flat Earth. You guys should definitely check it out.
Real.
Definitely.
We're going to be down in Ogden the 22nd, December 22nd, which is a Monday. Be good to go down and check out my comedy if you want. Down at the Funkin' Dive Bar.
Yeah.
You'll be checking out.
It's just an open mic, but hey, those are the fun ones. You get to see a
bunch.
Just
keep your bottles in your hands.
Yeah, number one rule: bottles in hands. I won't be able to help.
Yeah,
that time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Blow me.